Dalit Mishnah Yigimel. Lo Yomad Adam Ravok Sefer. Somebody who is single should not teach children. The reason being, as he will become very comfortable with the mothers of the children that bring their children and pick them up, even if he is not miyachid with them, since he is comfortable with them, that might lead to znus, as opposed to a married person. Since he is married, the Rabbanan were not afraid that it would lead to znus. Below Tilmat Isha Seferim, a woman, whether she is married or not, should not teach children, as since the fathers take their children and pick them up, she might become comfortable with them, and it would lead to znus. Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Af Misha Ein Lo Isha, Lo Yilmad Seferim. Rabbi Eliezer says, even somebody who is married, but his wife is not living with him at the time, should not teach children, as since his wife is not living with him at the time, the Rabbanan were afraid that since he becomes comfortable with the mothers, that might lead to znus. Perek Dalet Mishnah Yudalet. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Lo Yire Ravok Behema, but Lo Yishnu Shnei Ravokim Bitalis Echas. Rabbi Yehuda said a single person should not be a shepherd for animals, and two single people should not sleep next to each other under one blanket. The Chachamim matir, and the Chachamim allow this, as the Chachamim feel that a Jewish person would not be nishal with znus, with the behema, or with mishkav zochah. Kol she'asaka of im hanashim, lo yisyached im hanashim. Anybody whose business involves dealing with women cannot seclude himself with women. Even though we saw in Mishnah Yudbeis that nobody is allowed to seclude himself even with two women, but a regular person can seclude himself with a lot of women. But somebody who deals with women on a constant basis and is very comfortable with women cannot seclude himself even with a lot of women. V'lo yilamed adam es b'no umnis bein hanashim. A person should not teach his son a trade that involves dealing with women. Rabbi Meir Aymer lo'ilam yilamed adam es b'no umnis nikia v'kala. Rabbi Meir says a person should always teach his son a very simple and easy craft, even if that craft is not lucrative. V'yisbala l'misha oisher v'anachatim shalo. He should daven takadosh baruch hu that all wealth and property are Hashem. She'ein umnes she'ein ba'aniyas ba'ashir. There is no craft that it is impossible to become wealthy from or to get impoverished from. Shalo aniyas mina umnes v'lo ashiris mina umnes. Ela akol l'fis chuzo. A person doesn't become wealthy or poor because of the craft that he is involved with. Everything is according to his chus, according to the deeds that he did. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Re'ita mi'amecha chaya ba'oy, she'yesh lahem umnis. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, have you ever seen an animal or a bird that has a craft? V'hein misparnesin shelo b'tzar. They support themselves without any difficulty. V'halo lo nivru ela l'shamsheni. The animals were only created to serve me. V'ani nivreti l'shamesh etkoni. And I was created to serve my master, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eino din she'esparnes shelo b'tzar. Certainly, I should support myself without any difficulty. Ela shahare oisi maisai v'kipachti etparnesasi. I have done bad deeds and therefore cut off my support. Abba Gurion eats side in Oimer, Mishum Abba Gurion. Abba Gurion, the trapper, said in the name of Abba Gurion, Lo Yilamit Adam es Beno Chamor Gamol Sapor Sapon Roa Zechembeni. She Umnasan Umnes Listus. A person should not teach his son to be a Chamor, a person that brings wares from place to place on a donkey, or a Gamol, a person that brings wares to faraway lands on a camel, or a sapor, which is a barber, or a sapan, a sailor, or a shepherd, or a merchant, that all of these trades involve banditry, since they deal with people and hire themselves out to people and do business with people. It is very difficult to support yourself in this way without stealing from people. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Abba Gurion, Hachamarin Ruban Rishon. People that bring wares from place to place on a donkey, most of them Arisham, as it is very difficult to support yourself as a chamor without stealing from people. V'hakamalin ruban ksherim. People that bring wares to faraway lands on a camel, most of them are ksherim. Since bringing wares to faraway lands, they go into places that are makomos sakana, their lives are sometimes in danger, and they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasapanim Ruban Hasidim. Sailors, most of them are Hasidim. This is a very high level, even greater than a tzaddik. And since sailors are always bringing themselves to places that are sakana, so therefore they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tov Sheberofim LeGehenim. The best doctors go to Gehenim. The reason being, as doctors have people's lives in their hands and they become arrogant, Ba'akasher Shebetabachim Shutfo Sha'amalek. The best of the butchers is a partner of Amalek, as butchers are involved in shechita of animals, and since they spill blood, they become achzarim, they become very cruel, even though they are killing only animals. Rabbi Nerai Omer, Maniach ani ko umnius sheba oilam ve'eni melamid et nei elatar. Rabbi Nerai says, I do not involve myself with any craft in the world. I only teach my son Torah. So Adam oicho mischara ba'olam hazeh ba'karen kayemet la'olam haba. A person eats the reward of the Torah in this world, and the main reward is waiting for him in olam haba. Ushar ko umnius enen ken. Other crafts do not have this. When a person becomes sick or old or has yisurim, has difficulties that do not allow himself to involve himself in the craft, he cannot work. He dies from hunger. The Torah is not like that. The Torah guards him from all bad while he is young, v'nosenes lo acharis v'tikva v'ziknuso, and gives him a good end and hope for the future when he gets old, v'naruso mahu omer. What does it say about somebody who involves himself with Torah in his youth? V'kove Hashem yachlifu koch. Those who put their hope in Hashem get renewed strength. V'ziknuso mahu omer. What does it say about a person who is involved in Torah in his older age? Od yinuvun v'seva. He will again sprout up in his old age. B'scheinu Omer ba'Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. And so it says about Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. Ba'Avraham Zaken. Avram was old. Ba'Hashem Berach et Avram Bakol. Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Matzinu she'asa Avram Avinu et kol Torah kula ad shelo nitna. We find that Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah even before it was given. She'nemar, as the pasuk says, Ekev asher shama Avram Bekoli, because Avram listened to my voice, by Yishmor Mishmarti, and he kept what I told him, Mitzvosai Chukosai V'Torasai, my mitzvahs, my chukim, and my Torah. He kept both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh.